I am reading from the Sealed Book of Mormon in the section called the Sealed Book of Moses, and I am in chapter 7. Nimrod himself elects the promised descendants. Babel is built, builds cities, creates schools of wisdom for the purpose of nullifying the gift of God in children. After the verse 1, after the flood, all the land was still of the same language and dialect. And parents had the custom to teach their children about the good feelings from the Spirit of God in such a way that such teachings became natural after the flood among the descendants of Noah, as God had designed. But it came to pass that one of the descendants of Ham, under the influence of Satan, sought in his heart to have full control over the children of men, entering into the towns and villages, killing men and taking captive children and women, and enslaving all those who did not agree with his command. 3. To those who were subject to his power, these were commissioned to act in their many duties, whether in the planting and harvesting of fruits and cereal, in the management of cattle and animals of slaughter, in the creation of bricks and construction of houses and protective walls, in the production of weapons and ornaments of wars, and the most robust and active were commissioned to be in the military service, because they settled in a valley in the land of Shinar. 4. And with the growth of the people around him, Nimrod proceeded to select chiefs who responded by him to the people. And they said to one another, "Let's make brick and cook it well with fire." And they said, "Let the people of Shinar come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose summit shall rise up very near the heavens, where we may establish a door for the promised descendant to enter the dwelling of God. And let us make a name for ourselves, that we may not be scattered throughout the face of the whole earth, but be remembered by generation after generation, why the fated seed is with us, even Nimrod, the mighty among the children of men." 5. With the propagation of the word that the promised descendant was in the world and was ruler in his own kingdom, many other people deliberately began to join him on the plain of Shinar, for how much it was necessary to erect more cities to accommodate the population all around the land of his government, some more distant than others by reason of the ore and other artifacts that added value to his reign. And thus Nimrod also began to call kings to govern these cities, but they were only vassals of his kingdom and subject to his command. 6. The men at that time knew very well that God had made a promise to his descendants, but no one knew how and when his descendant would come to reign among the sons of Adam. And with this, Satan began to twist the meaning of the promise and apply it to Nimrod, who came to take advantage of this circumstance, since from his youth he sought in his heart to obtain the presidency of the priesthood of the only begotten Son of God. And now he found himself at the head of the priesthood presidency in the royal position of the promised descendant. 7. In harmony with their selfish desire to create for themselves a great name, he elected himself as the promised descendant. It was then that Nimrod chose a priestly caste to represent him as the Son of God. These priests, in turn, came to obtain help from Satan by means of powerful works and portents. Little by little began to create hierarchies and priestly garments, and by means of signs and handshakes began to separate the high priest from those who were less important. 8. Soon the high priests of the order Mahan began to form dogmas in relation to the promised descendant and to reverse the correct pronunciation of the name Nimrod for pronouncing Marduk, which means the Lord. 9. In these days, when Nimrod succeeded in promoting false self-worship as the promised descendant, he and his confederates began spreading the priestcraft through the land to keep the absolute control of the children of men. And being known this secret, only the priestly caste in which he is the Lord of this great secret and high priest of the Mahan order, therefore Marduk. 10. He knew that the gifts of the Spirit of God were pure and elevated feelings, and that they had been passed on from father to son since the days of Noah. He also knew that such feelings, united with the priesthood of the Son of God, whose keys rested on Shem and his offspring, and which were active in the descendants of Japheth, would soon obstruct the spread of his reign beyond the land of Shinar. 11. With this, he proposed that a school of wisdom should be instituted in the cities he built, where children of all peoples of the earth would receive instruction at the highest level, improving their knowledge in the writing, in astrology, mathematics, architecture, construction, music, and religion. 12. This would all be offered free to all peoples, whose children would enjoy the best accommodation and food Nimrod had to offer. With this was drawn up a decree that was taken by the messengers to the four corners of the earth. Everywhere there was a family residing, this family should then be informed of the benevolence of Nimrod. 13. The purpose, though it seemed noble, was clothed with priestcraft through of illusion and obscurity. The master priests who were being prepared to teach the children brought by their fathers to this supposed school of wisdom had as their guideline the nullifying of the gifts of the Spirit of God in their hearts, making them believe in the opposite of everything they had been taught by their parents before entering what the high priest of Marduk called among the children of men as being the doors of wisdom. 14. The instructions were clear. Everything that the children believed in infallibly would be attributed to the power of evil. So if one were to see their father use the gift of the Spirit to heal someone in his family, or even to obtain miraculous help from the heavens, they would immediately rebuke their father and mother of such proceedings, claiming that they themselves were deceived in the beginning, when their ancestors used magic and witchcraft to gain benefit from the spiritual world. 15. This mode of teaching was widely accepted among the peoples of the earth, and in a short time, the power and influence of the gifts from the Spirit of God ceased to exist in their fullness in the feelings of men, and once again their hearts were contaminated by precepts of men and poisoned by the spirit of Satan. 16. Many of these children underwent the priestly initiation of the school of Marduk. In order to perpetuate the subservience of the children of men to a man in the office of God. And when God spread the people to the four corners of the earth, it was these young priestly apprentices who later founded kingdoms with the same principle, where a man was venerated as the son of God or of the gods, because there was a mixture of doctrines between the people that were gathered together in the land of Shinar. This is the end of chapter 7.